but also in a third way that's even more impressive. Fiberglass has an FSI of under 25 typically, and an SDI of little under 50. Now the denim here is actually an FSI of just 5 and an SDI of 35, easily outperforming the fiberglass. Now that said, what really takes the cake here is the mineral wool. This stuff, FSI 0 and SDI 0. This stuff is ideal when it comes to dealing with fire. To put this to the test, I've got a little flame torch here, and then we've got our fiberglass, denim, and mineral wool insulation bats. And we're gonna show you exactly what happens when you try to burn through each of these with a torch. So you can see that it doesn't catch fire. What's interesting with fiberglass is if you keep it in the same spot though, if that fire keeps going in the same area, you're gonna melt right through the whole thing in just a minute. And right there, we've just gotten through to the other side. So if this has craft paper on it, it's gonna melt right through and catch whatever's on the other side on fire. In fact, we've got smoke coming out the top now. All right, there's victim number one. All right, now for the denim. You would think this stuff would burn super easy, but because it's treated with borate, it doesn't stay on fire. In fact, it doesn't melt through and it self-extinguishes. That is pretty incredible. I've been sitting here for about 20 seconds in the same spot and it is doing nothing. So this stuff definitely doesn't hold a flame, doesn't catch fire. It's doing its job just like it should. Last up is the mineral wool or rock wool insulation. A little charring on the outside and that is all. This stuff is very well rated against fire. The thing I'm noticing about this one is there's really zero smoke coming out of this, which is pretty wild. It is carving away a little hole in there, which I didn't expect. Yeah, that heat is definitely melting a hole in there. Interesting. I didn't think it would. All right. And still zero smoke. That's wild. Okay, there you have it, all three. The denim actually held up surprisingly well, especially with a concentrated flame for a long period of time, so I'm pretty impressed. Now, once again, with all these numbers, they're great, but let's take a look at how this actually applies to our everyday life. If you're putting this stuff in a basement or an addition or even in your main residence, if you're living in a single-family home, there's a good chance this just won't actually matter at all.